Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace your IELTS speaking test, describing an interesting old person. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle the topic of describing an interesting old person? This article will guide you through the process, providing sample questions, model answers, and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Let's dive in. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we focus on our specific topic, it's essential to understand the structure of the IELTS speaking test. The test is divided into three parts. Part 1, introduction and interview. Part 2, long-term cue card. Part 3, two-way discussion. Now let's explore how you can excel in each part when describing an interesting old person you have met. Part 1, introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about yourself and various topics. Here are some possible questions related to our theme. Do you often spend time with older people? What can young people learn from the older generation? How are elderly people treated in your country? Let's look at a sample question and response. Question: Do you often spend time with older people? Sample answer: Well, I wouldn't say I spend time with older people very often, but I do make an effort to visit my grandparents at least once a month. It's always enlightening to hear their stories and gain insights from their vast life experiences. Additionally, I occasionally volunteer at a local nursing home, which gives me the opportunity to interact with elderly individuals from diverse backgrounds. Part 2. Long Turn, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. You'll have 1 minute to prepare and then speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe an interesting old person you have met. You should say who this person is, where and when you met them, what you talked about, and explain why you found this person interesting. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a fascinating elderly gentleman I met during a train journey last summer. His name was Mr. Thompson, and he was seated next to me on a long-distance train from London to Edinburgh. What immediately struck me about Mr. Thompson was his vibrant energy and the twinkle in his eye, which belied his 85 years. As we struck up a conversation, I learned that he had been a war correspondent in his youth and had traveled to over 100 countries throughout his career. We spent most of the journey discussing his adventures and the historical events he had witnessed firsthand. His vivid descriptions of reporting from conflict zones and interviewing world leaders were absolutely captivating. What I found particularly interesting was his ability to draw parallels between past events and current global situations, offering a unique perspective that only comes with years of experience and reflection. Mr. Thompson's boundless curiosity and zest for life were truly inspiring. Despite his age, he was still planning future travels and expressed a keen interest in modern technology. His stories were not just entertaining anecdotes, but also contained valuable life lessons about resilience, adaptability, and the importance of maintaining a global perspective. What made Mr. Thompson truly interesting to me was his remarkable blend of wisdom and youthful enthusiasm. He had seen so much of the world and its changes, yet remained optimistic and forward-thinking. Our chance encounter turned what could have been a mundane journey into an unforgettable experience, reminding me of the wealth of knowledge and inspiration that can be found in older generations. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did meeting Mr. Thompson change your perspective on older people? Do you think it's important for younger generations to interact with older people? Why or why not? Sample answer for follow-up question 1, band 7-8. Meeting Mr. Thompson definitely challenged my preconceptions about older people. I realized that age doesn't necessarily diminish one's passion or curiosity about the world. It made me more aware of the valuable insights and experiences that older individuals can offer, and I've since made a conscious effort to engage more with people from different generations. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: How has the role of elderly people in society changed in recent years? Sample answer, band 8-9. The role of elderly people in society has undergone significant transformations in recent years. Traditionally, older individuals were often viewed as repositories of wisdom and respected community leaders. However, in many modern societies, this perception has shifted. On one hand, advancements in healthcare have led to increased longevity, allowing many older people to remain active and contribute to society for longer. We're seeing more elderly individuals continuing to work past retirement age, either out of necessity or choice, which is reshaping the workforce dynamics. Conversely, the rapid pace of technological change has sometimes created a generational divide, where older people may feel less valued in a society that often prioritizes youth and innovation. This has led to challenges in areas such as employment and social inclusion for the elderly. However, there's also a growing recognition of the potential economic and social contributions of older adults. Many countries are now implementing policies to harness the experience and skills of older workers, promoting intergenerational learning, and creating age-friendly communities. In my opinion, the most positive change is the increasing emphasis on active aging and lifelong learning. Society is beginning to recognize that elderly individuals can continue to grow, learn, and contribute meaningfully, challenging the notion that later life is merely a period of decline. Overall, while challenges remain, I believe we're moving towards a more balanced view that values the unique perspectives and contributions of older generations while also addressing their evolving needs in a rapidly changing world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your speaking performance, consider using these sophisticated words and phrases. Intergenerational, adjective, rishnal, relating to or affecting several generations. Example, intergenerational learning programs can benefit both young and old. Repository of wisdom, noun phrase, a source of valuable knowledge and experience. Example, many cultures view their elders as repositories of wisdom. Longevity, noun, long life or existence. Example, improved healthcare has contributed to increased longevity in many countries. Age-friendly, adjective, aimedly, designed to be accessible and accommodating to older people. Example, the city has implemented several age-friendly initiatives to support its elderly population. Active aging, noun phrase, actijing, the process of optimizing opportunities for health, participation, and security as people age. Example, the community center promotes active aging through various social and physical activities for seniors. Examiner's advice for high scores in IELTS speaking. To achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test, consider the following tips. Practice regularly. Engage in conversations on various topics to improve your fluency and confidence. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use a range of sophisticated words and phrases relevant to different subjects. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Elaborate on your points and provide examples to support your opinions. Work on your pronunciation. Focus on clear articulation and natural intonation to enhance your communication skills. Stay informed. Keep up with current affairs and global issues to discuss a wide range of topics confidently. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Demonstrate your language proficiency by using complex sentences and different tenses accurately. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, avoid memorizing responses. Speak naturally and express your genuine thoughts and opinions. By following these tips and using the sample answers provided as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to discuss the topic of interesting old people you've met, as well as other subjects that may come up in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice makes perfect, so keep working on your skills and you'll be ready to achieve a high band score. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might want to check out our guides on describing a time when a person cooked a special meal for you or describing a photo that makes you feel happy. These topics can help you further develop your descriptive language skills and personal narrative abilities, which are crucial for success in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.